And the first proposals relate to IPR institution or early termination. And I am asking Phil on my left to please lead us off. Thanks, Phil.
Okay. This is going to be kind of rapid fire. This proposal relates to an expansion of the application of the authority given to the USPTO under 316B, which is cited here, relating to the effect of any regulation on the economy, the efficient administration of the office, or integrity of the patent system in deciding whether or not to institute. Former director, Deputy Director Russ Slipher published an article suggesting that this authority has not been used in order to balance the proceeding by protecting the patent owner, and that other considerations should go into whether or not the proceeding is instituted other than just whether the threshold had been met. And he called out three specific ones: the financial hardship of the patent owner, as you see there, whether there's extensive discovery issues that can't fairly be performed in the time frame allotted for the proceeding, and whether an institution of an IPR would likely disrupt the nascent or ongoing business of the patent owner. The feeling here, I guess on Russ's part, from what I take from his publication, is that the institution of a single IPR can be devastating to an independent inventor or a university or a startup business, especially depending when it comes.